This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. You can also go on to our website, go all the way to the bottom and email us with some questions. And our website's paulparent.com. Or you can go on to Facebook at facebook.com/PaulPGardenClub. We posted last night, and we just got a few more responses now. And it's exciting stuff to see that people are interacting, and we can see those things. And one that we just got was from Laura. So one of my favorite sayings and piece of advice I heard on Paul's show over the years regarding pruning. Tell the plant, tree, and shrub, I'm doing this for your own good. That right there, I remember talking and hearing that with him. I used to go to a lot of his lectures. He'd go to garden clubs and everything. And, you know, he's a very interactive person. Uses his hands a lot to talk. He used it a lot. And he would, you know, act like he's walking up to a tree, but his hands would be behind his back, you know, holding those pruners or holding that hammer, and, you know, say, you know, saying it loud so everybody would hear, and he used to make sure that the neighbors would hear it and say, you know, I'm doing this for your own good. The only way you're going to get better is by doing this. And he would laugh and think it was the greatest thing. So, Laura, thank you for that memory. That's an awesome one. It brings a big smile to my face, so thank you for that. Because I've been getting a lot of Facebook messages, so try to answer them as they get in. So I just got a message from Jane. It says, hello, listening on Sunday morning. What about the hibiscus I have? It's getting a bit leggy and now starting to set buds again. Should I cut it back? How? To the first new sign of growth? Or no more than a third? All the different questions. So on this, it's a hibiscus that's potted. And it's a tropical hibiscus, it looks like, from what I'm seeing. And it's starting to have a lot more growth at the top. Doesn't have it as much on the bottom. Do we cut it back? What do we do? So, you know, take a look at it. You can see buds starting to pop at all the tops. If you were to prune it back now, I'd prune back some of the new growth for it to spread wider and fill in. Now, not just the tops. Take a look and see if there's any other branching on the lower. And that's for everybody. I'm not just talking about the plant here. But maybe tip on this plant specifically, tip it. Taking off the tip growth. Because what will happen is there's a hormone in the plant. The hormone is, you know, right at the top, that leader of each branch. And it's up there. It's by itself. What you want to do is you want to get wider. So you snip it right at the top, you know, back to where the bud is, cut it back. Now two hormones will try to compete. So they'll shoot up in two different spots versus just one, because they're trying to become the new leader. So that, in essence, will make it bushier. With this plant in particular, the flower, it has a lot of brown stems. So by a third, I would only cut back a third of the green that's on it. In your case, I'd look more at like the tips where the new growth is emerging. Let it come out a little bit, spread out a little bit more, so it's not so small. Let it see where if it's going to shoot out a couple times, and then pinch it back that way. So wait until there's a little bit more sign of some more growth and see what it can do there. A lot of times, you know, you want to do it after it flowers. Now, if it's starting to set buds, it's going to flower and then go into that dormancy period. If you want to prolong it and wait till later on, when, you know, in this picture, the background, there's a lot of snow, wait until you can put it out there where there's not that much snow. Then you can cut it back now and make it so those buds don't happen. Now, they'll happen later. So hopefully, you know, you can do that. Looks like it's going to do some good things for you. You can see the difference in color of the plant. So definitely, you know, prune it back by a third. So hopefully, Jane, you hear this. Hopefully it works out. And good luck. Now, if you want, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, another post on our Facebook page, the question that I had sent out there, what's your favorite a piece of advice that my father had given you? Wanda had said her favorite sign of spring is pussy willows. And so, you know, that's one of the first things out there that start. You start to see the pussy willows come into the florist or come into the garden centers. You definitely want to grab those. I know in a lot of garden centers, what happens is when the pussy willows are starting to pop out, we usually, you know, a lot of companies don't have their shrubs in yet, or they're just starting to come in. So it's something to think about for next year. You might not see it, but a lot of vendors or a lot of garden centers only bring a few in at a time. They don't bring a lot. So, you know, it could be something that they just don't bring in because they don't get a lot of call for it. But if you're interested in having a pussy willow in the yard early at a garden center is the way to go. So thank you for that comment, Wanda. Appreciate it. And another one here from Tony. Enjoys listening to my father when he was on, and now enjoys listening to me. So thank you. I appreciate that feedback. And we'll keep on going, doing everything we can to help you out. It's awesome to see all this feedback from everybody. It's exciting to have such a great support system within this Paul Parent Garden Club community. So thank you so much for that. And we'll keep on going. Later on, I plan on posting some of the pictures from my brother's adventures here in Michigan. He had went to the Floral Institute, was having a trade show in Michigan. The Michigan Floral Association was putting it on. And he won a couple of awards, first place prizes, for some of the work that he did out there entering some contests. So I'll post a couple of those pictures so you guys can see them, because I think they're pretty awesome, and I just want everybody to see his stuff as well. So look for that later today, but we'll do our best. We got snow coming later. It's sunny and nice out. It's going to be like 40 degrees, 42 degrees today. But 7 o'clock tonight where I am, snow's coming. All right, let's go back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Cape Cod.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Appreciate the call. I got to see if you have any suggestions. I got a wooded lot between my neighbor and myself. And this okay. Wild ivy is coming through from the lot. It's choking some of the trees between our houses. But it's coming. It seems to be coming under my lawn on the side of the house and hitting the chimney, going up the side. Now it's going on the foundation. I keep trying to cut it, I believe at the root, but it just keeps coming back. Do you have any suggestions?
Now,
leaf ivy.
Yep. Are you spraying anything on it, or are you just cutting it back?
Just trying to cut it.
Okay. Now, so when you just cut it, it will just shoot right back up through the root system and start over. Sometimes those that ivy will just feed for a while on the side of a house or something along those lines.
Right.
So there is a product out there that I'd like to see you use. It's called Brush Killer BK32 from Bonide. It kills some of the heavier vines and weeds, like the poison ivies, the kudzus, poison oak, but it'll also take care of that type of ivy that you're looking at.
Spray right on it?
Yeah, you spray right on it. Are there any, like, thicker stems at the bottom of that ivy towards the house that you're worried about?
Yeah.
So what I would do...
I'm trying to cut them back.
So this is what I would do. I would take that product and get it in a concentrate, okay, instead of like a spray, because it's a little bit stronger for you. And what I would do is I would cut the ivy at the lower part of the house, but leave some in that like thicker stalk so you can actually spray, or what I like to do is paint onto the stem itself to where it's, you know, where you've cut. Because it's a fresh cut, and it'll absorb into the plant quicker. It'll absorb like it's water for it, but it's going to kill to the root and all. You can also spray it, like with a ready-to-use spray, like, you know, that type of thing, spray it all over it. But it will kill other plants or anything that it's touching. That's why I like to do it through the root system.
Okay. And what was that name again? Brush Off?
It's a Brush Killer BK32.
From Bonide.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley in New Hampshire.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And I really love your program.
Thank you. I've
been listening to it forever. I have a blue hydrangea, and this going on, I think, on the third year. And last year, oh, the leaves were gorgeous on it, and it had three great big huge flowers, and they went to three different colors. You know, the blue, the lighter blue, and then white. And because of the deer, I took a clothesline rope and I tied it all around the bush to keep it upright, and then I banked it up with leaves, and then I took and put a netting fence all around it so the deer couldn't touch it. Mm-hmm. Now when I take this all off, what do I put on a fertilizer? A holly tone or what?
Well, so in the spring, you could use a holly tone because it, with it being blue, you want it to be an acidic soil.
Right.
Okay. So you can do that. You could also use like a 10-10-10
okay.
type fertilizer, and that could be done a couple times during the season.
Okay.
So that would be fine. And, you know, if you're looking to, do you know what type of hydrangea it is, what variety you got?
I have it, but it's in a box, and the box isn't right here.
Yeah. Do you remember, it was the pot in a blue pot, or was it in, like, a regular black, or?
I think it was black.
Okay. So the reason why I asked is just, there's a hydrangea called Endless Summer Hydrangea that has a blue pot, and that one's a real good one. It has a blue flower to it, easy to take care of, low maintenance. You can prune it multiple times, and not worry about it.
Yeah.
That's why I asked. But I definitely would use some of that 10-10-10 or a, the holly tone, because it does like the acidic soil. If you ever notice it starting to be a lighter blue when it comes out, you can use some soil acidifier to bring that pH level down to make it stronger. for the to have stronger blue colors.
Okay.
So I'd definitely take a look at that.
Also, the first one that I got, it was a pink one, and it's a little small bush, and it's never had any real leaves on it to speak of, and no buds, and the deer keep eating the top of those off, but it's still standing there, and I wonder what I can do to get it going.
Well, you can definitely try to hit it with some fertilizer. On that one, maybe use a like super phosphate or a triple phosphate. So that's one with the middle numbers very high. A lot of times they'll use it as like a bloom booster. It'll help push the growth, help more stronger roots and stronger shoots.
Okay.
You can definitely try to plant some maybe a few different herbs in that area.
Oh.
To get some of that, because the deer don't like certain smells, like thyme, like mints. So you could put that, you know, maybe plant those around them to push them away from the plant, or use a repellent. Really up to you on how you want to do it, but that's just a nice alternative way to do it.
Yeah, I got a lot of daylilies in that area.
And they love daylilies. They love them.
They love everything I got here.
Yeah. Just act like you're feeding the deer. That's how the whole plants are, but they just don't pay you for it, unfortunately.
I know. But I got all kinds of them. They come up here right up to my living room window and put their paws or their hooves right into my stone wall right in front of my windows. Oh,
it's a nice little buffet for them, right?
Okay, I'll try that. And
all right.
You have a great day. And
you too. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You guys can give us a call anytime here at 855-660-4261. And we'll do what we can to help you out. Did crabgrass or other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent crabgrass and other grassy weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonine's DuraTurf Crabgrass Preventer soon. Just apply Bonine Crab Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and it will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. It's a four-phase spot program throughout the year. You can use it to kill 200 broadleaf weeds, grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nuts, such as dandelions. Bonide this year is offering up to $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide four-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy four phases individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide, family made in America, and a great product all around. Find Bonide Dirt Turf Lawn Program all over at different garden centers.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday, telling the conservative gathering,
"Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself."
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
"I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock, so we got another 27 minutes or so to answer all your gardening questions. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll do what we can to help you out. Make sure everything's going good. Well, let's get right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
All right, we've got a caller that'd like to remain anonymous from Tewksbury.
All right. Good morning, Anonymous. Hi. How can we help you today?
Oh, I have a hydrangea with 30 sticks. What do I do with the sticks? No buds.
Well, at this point, the hydrangea is going to look like sticks. It's not going to look like much outside. You're going to actually need to wait until the sticks have started to show some of the green leaves. They'll start to show from the bottom once the ground starts to thaw out and the weather starts to warm up. It's going to look like there's nothing to it for a while, unfortunately. That's kind of what hydrangeas do over the winter.
So don't cut them.
No, I would not cut those back at all. Do you happen to remember the type of hydrangea that you have?
No.
Okay. Was it blue? Is it white?
It was deep pink.
Deep pink? Okay. And is it in sun or shade?
Half and half.
Okay. All right. So that might be one that is grow on old and new wood. But for this year, what I'd like to see you do is wait until it starts to show these green leaves and maybe starts to flower. You'll also, you don't have to wait till it flowers because sometimes that's not until June or July.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start to notice that those sticks will have the green leaves. Some of those sticks won't have anything. After I'd say almost like the middle of May, you'll notice that which ones are really dead and which ones are not. You can get rid of the sticks that have nothing to them. About that time. The others that have the green, you can cut the stick back to where the green starts, where the green goes to really reshape it. But you'd have to wait until about the middle of May, maybe end of May to do any of that.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? You can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae, fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including holly tone, plant tone, and rose tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now that is an awesome product that I definitely highly recommend when planting. Having that Biotone Starter into the plant that you've planted is one of the best ways to put any type of fertilizer in a plant. Now, you might have heard a lot of people talk about different plants want, you know, evergreens that are acidic want holly tone, or other plants want plant tone, or tomato tone, or etc. So those fertilizers are not ones that you put immediately into the soil when you're planting. You want to wait till they start to establish a little bit. You know, like a holly tone. If you plant a new holly, let's say, you're going to wait, say you do it in the spring. You're going to wait until the fall to do half a rate of holly tone, or until the next spring to really get it with that holly tone. By using a Biotone starter, you're getting some of those that are more active early on in the plant's life and more available for the plants. So definitely be looking to do that. That Biotone starter is an incredible product. I know I've seen a lot of great stuff with it out there. So as we've been doing today, which has been a great response, we've had a lot of emails and a lot of Facebook messages for questions today. So we really love that. We like doing that going forward, because I know some of you guys, you know, don't want to get on the radio, or you're listening on the computer and you're like, let me just shoot it out here. Well, I got an email about 20 minutes ago from a woman by the name of Sue. And she wrote us the headline, "I didn't plant my tulip bulbs this year. What do I do now?" Well, first thing I'd like to see anybody do, if anybody has any tulip bulbs or any other type of spring flowering bulbs out there, check and see if they're still hard. Make sure that you're not squishy or rotten. You want to make sure that you can push on them and they're strong. If that's the case, you could put them in pots right now or in containers and get them to grow that way. I've seen it done many times, and a lot of growers will do that now anyways, to have the Easter flowers, the Easter tulips, the daffodils, that type of thing. So you definitely, if they're still strong bulbs and they're not soft or have any mold on them, you can reuse them. So I definitely, good luck with that. I think that should help you out, and I think it should work. So good luck. Hopefully it works out for you, and you have some pots that you can put out on the porch early before everybody else does. Now, our phone number again is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Did crabgrass and other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent crabgrass and other grassy weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonine's Dirt Turf Crabgrass Preventer today. Just apply Bonine's Crabgrass Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. Do you want your lawn dark green and healthy looking all season long? You need to use Bonine's Dirt Turf 4-phase lawn program throughout the year. Our 4-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelion. This program will also take care of surface insects such as fleas and ticks, while slowly feeding your lawn throughout the year. Bonide offers up to a $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide 4-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy the 4-phase individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide products are family made in America. You can find Bonide DuraTurf lawn products at these fine stores. You can find them at AJ Tomasi in Pembroke, Mass., Coakley's Hardware in Canton and Saranac Lake, New York, or at Danvers Agway in Danvers, Massachusetts. Now, we're not that far away from spring. It's just about time to get out there, but that snow that's coming tonight is really going to put a damper on that. But just get ready. Spring is around the corner. Hopefully, we want that to happen. So let's hope that comes up in the next couple weeks. I want to say there's less than 3 weeks. Maybe it's a little bit more than 3 weeks before spring happens. So let's hope it comes soon. As I said earlier, that Punxsutawney Phil, somebody's going to need to talk to him because he's been wrong more than he's been right. So, next year, let's all hope that he says we're going to see 6 more weeks of winter because he's usually wrong. So then on the flip side, we can have spring early. So, we all get excited. Oh, spring's on its way. But Punxsutawney Phil doesn't know what he's talking about. So let's pray for that next year. So I've talked about this a few times, and I really, really like it, is the soil sampling, getting soil samples for the lawn. Get out there this spring early and get the areas that you need tested. Now, some people would want to know, well, how do I do it? Do I mix everything? What do I do? Well, break it up into a few areas. Sometimes your front yard is different than your backyard. The backyard has shade, the front yard doesn't. So it's going to be two different samples. Take a look and see what you can do. Take the areas and say, all right, these are kind of alike, or this one's a lot different. Spread it out. Or if you have a garden, take the garden, for example, and go around it and mix together. They're looking for about a pound of soil. If you're going to send it out to, an extension or, even at your garden center. Some garden centers will offer free soil tests. Some will even send them away for you at a cost. And like I said, Natural Alternatives has a soil sample right now for free. You can go onto their website, and the coupon code is SOILTEST, or you can call them and get that sent to you. And you can take the sample back, but just let them know that you heard it on the Paul Parent Garden Club. But I highly, highly recommend a soil sample, because that is just... it's going to give you the base of everything that you have. You're going to know what you're dealing with and know where to go from there. So hopefully you guys take that advice. Again, that's the easiest way to do it, especially right now. It's free from Natural Alternatives. Why not? Get a little bit ahead of it. Then we can plan your fertilization program going forward. Now, everybody out there has seen the commercials that have been out that, they have that four-step program and the lawn is green and perfect. But what they don't tell you is they've been doing that for years upon years with that fertilizer and keeping it up. They had a gentleman who used to work for that company named Ashton Ritchie. He was a great person, great information that he always had, and I always would listen to him. And he's one of the people who actually made me think more into the five-step program instead of a four-step. Feeding again into the winter, into that... keeping that six-week interval. If we were to start in April, every 6 weeks, our last fertilization would be in September. Now, in New England, we know that we've had, those warm falls with a little bit more to it. We're getting in the 70s and 80s. Last year was a perfect weather, almost up until December. So the last feeding of your lawn is usually at September, end of September. Then we have October and November going. So why not put it down? So that's why, we talk about that. So five applications is the way to go. Let's go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Fred in Massachusetts.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. You?
You're fine, thanks. I'm calling you about geraniums.
Okay.
I have normally been buying a couple of geraniums at the each spring, and then I use them for decoration around the front door. And I've noticed, and when they come, of course, they're really quite full with blossoms and with a lot of leaves. During the course of the summer, I keep them watered. And then in the fall, I notice that the leaves start to drop off. Even though the remaining ones are still green, and the blossoms keep coming up. As it starts to get cold, I bring them in, and I put them in a south-facing window to use them during the winter. And I've noticed that even though they keep producing blossoms, the leaves keep dropping off, so that it, sort of by this time of the year, what I have is some blossoms and not very many leaves, even though I've kept them watered all along. And I have now a couple of years' worth of these, and there, as I say, this year I put them all out in the garage, which is an unheated garage, but it's attached to the house. And what I have is some blossoms, some green leaves, and stems that look quite healthy, but it doesn't look as if I'm going to get any much, you know, they'll look kind of skimpy.
All right.
And I was wondering, I just hate to check them out, frankly, so.
Well, why don't you just hang tight for me? We're about to go to break, and I'll give you some information on how we can get those going this year for you, all right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks, Fred. Be right back after this message.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, will be here for another couple of minutes. Before the break, we were talking with Fred in regards to his geraniums that he's overwintered in his garage. And they look kind of spindly. They don't look great. So a couple things I'd like to see you do, Fred. Take a look at the plant and feel some of the stems. If some of the stems are like a little mushy, cut that part back a bit to where it's not, you know, on the plant mushy as much. Again, a lot of times you'll see it like on some of the tips, if it's just dried out or something along those lines. You can cut those back, okay? You're going to want to fertilize in mid-spring. So it's not right yet, so not in spring yet, but you're going to want it, that's when you're going to want to tend to fertilize, okay?
Okay.
You can start to water them to give them a little bit more back now. What I'd like to see you do is bring them on a sunny window. Okay, so to get them started and ready, get them on a sunny window so that, or even like a grow light, if you have a grow light to do that. It might take a few weeks for them to really start to wake up and start to grow a little bit more. Once that happens, you'll see where the strong growth is, and then you can prune it back accordingly. You know, and just wait till the frost, all the frosts have passed before you put it out. It's usually around like May 20th. Okay, that would be like the last frost that they say that would happen. Okay, so I think you have some
fertilizer. I should put in the pots now.
If you wanted to put something in, you could put like an Osmocote or slow release fertilizer that lasts for a couple months. That's a slower release. I wouldn't put like a heavy fertilizer, like a, you know, wettable powder type that's going to push in quickly and then be gone within, you know, 10 to 14 days. I don't think it's ready for that yet. I think it's still It's not awake yet. It's been in that dormancy period in your garage where it hasn't been doing much. It's going to need some of that sun to start the photosynthesis, to start to get it working again before you were to put any fertilizer. I think it would almost be, if you were to put the liquid formula that goes in and goes out quickly, it would almost be a waste of using right now. That's why you could use like a slow-release fertilizer, some sort of pelletized couple-month release over time type, and that would be like the Osmocote.
Right.
Okay.
Can I prune them all the way, I don't know, about a third of the way down or halfway down? Or
you could do it by a third. I'd like to see, you know, next year when you go to put them into the over winter while you're, yep, you know, putting them away, cut them back at that point by the third. Okay? So when you're about to put them away, cut them back at that point. You can actually save some of those cuttings, and you can root more of them to create more plants. But what that does is it allows it to not focus as much on the entire plant versus, you know, it'll be less of the plant, and it can focus on its root system and get stronger for you. Over the winter, then you can, you know, pinch those back if you leave them in a sunny location instead of that dormancy period. And you would want to, you would, even with the dormancy period of these geraniums, you would still want to water them here and there so that they don't just completely dry out. You know, I'm not talking like heavy watering where you soak it, but make sure they have some sort of moisture during the winter. Because you're going a couple months without any moisture. You don't want the plant to dry out completely.
Okay. Should I move them into larger pots?
Well, take a look at them. What I would suggest doing is putting your hand over the soil, flipping the pot upside down, and seeing if when you pull it out, there's roots that are circling, or if their roots are just kind of around and not circling. If they're circling, I'd definitely repot them. If they're not circling, you don't have to. That circling effect is it just can't get anywhere else, and it's not getting any more nutrients from anything else.
Right. Okay. Well, look, thanks very much. I appreciate your help.
Well, good luck, Fred. Hopefully it works out for you. Let us know how it goes, okay?
I shall.
All right. Thank you. All right. Got about a minute left in the show. I want to say thank you for everybody who's posted online on Facebook, emailed me during the show, and everybody who's called. It's been awesome. You know, I've got had about 8 phone calls and about 8 emails, and we had 11 people comment on our Facebook page, on our post. So getting some questions all over the place so others can see them. So hopefully you guys heard them. And if not, you can go to the podcast. Go to paulparent.com. Listen live and podcast is right there. But we'll be back next week. And hopefully we'll give you some more good ideas for the garden. So until next week, be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. And let's hope this is the last snowstorm we have to do tonight. So we'll see you next week, guys. Enjoy the week.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.